Yes, sir. What is your name, sir?
Luis Valenzuela Lopez.
Okay, Mr. Lopez, just hang on one moment.
That is me too.
Luis Lopez Valenzuela, sir.
Okay. The Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse is going to serve as lead for your hearing, sir.
All right, is it Mr. Lopez or Valenzuela Lopez?
Valenzuela Lopez.
Okay, all right, so I'm going to call you what you want to be called. Okay, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, and this is for a revocation hearing concerning the three allegations that are on your warrant. And you signed on July 2nd, you signed a paper that it told you the hearing would occur today. Do you remember that, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
July 2nd. Okay. On that paper is a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, sir, or will you represent yourself in this hearing?
I represent myself, Your Honor.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting hearing. If you look to your right, so down that way, my left, your right, on the very end of the bench is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the center is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Over on the other side here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name's Gary Rittenhouse. I'll lead the hearing today for you.
Yes.
Also with us in the room, we have Mr. Westby, who is a community corrections officer with the Department of Corrections, and he will represent the department and your parole officer in today's hearing.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sir. So before we get started, I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Westby and Mr. Valenzuela Lopez, do you swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Valenzuela Lopez?
Yes, ma'am.
And Mr. West?
I do.
Thank you both. Mr. Valenzuela Lopez, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one, to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision. And phase two, to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Valenzuela Lopez, to do phase one of your hearing, I'm going to read each of these allegations to you, and I need you to respond as to whether they're true or false. Okay, sir?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here we'll start phase one, and here is the first allegation. It is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on May 22nd, 2018, per the task lab, GCMS lab report, dated May 25th, 2018. Mr. Valenzuela Lopez, is this true or false?
True.
That's true. Okay, sir. And then the second allegation is that you were in violation of condition 12B, as demonstrated by your failure to comply with recommended medication management on May 31st, 2018. Mr. Valenzuela, is that true or false?
True.
That one's true, okay. And then the third and the last one is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on May 31st, 2018, per the task LCMS lab report dated June 8th, 2018. So Mr. Valenzuela Lopez, is that true or false?
True.
That's true as well. Okay, sir, thank you. Based on Mr. Valenzuela Lopez's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and have lapsed or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Valenzuela Lopez, we'll move to phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we do that, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give us some background information about you, sir, so we can, we'll be back with you in just a moment. Just remain on the phone there, and we'll be right back to ask you some questions. Okay, Mr. Westby.
On May 8th, 2018, Mr. Valenzuela Lopez was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He
He was arrested May 31st, 2018 by ABC staff, no charges. He was back in DOC custody May 31st, 2018, with a projected community supervision end date of November 6th, 2018, 0 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, criminal damage, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2003, burglary, 3rd degree, 6 months. 2004, criminal damage, 1 year. 2004, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2016, aggravated assault, 3.5 years. This is his third term in DOC, CUIR score 4-4, mental health score 3 with SMI noted, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2003, TIS release of absconder, 15 days. Reached CCD prior to seeing the BOEC. 2004, TIS release of absconder, 91 days. Reached CCD prior to seeing the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with alcohol and violence noted. Under arrest. 2001, burglary, 3rd degree, Arizona. Felony conviction, probation. All other arrests resulted in charges not filed or being dismissed. His community risk score is a G2B4.
Thank you, Mr. Lasky. Okay, Mr. Valenzuela Lopez, it looks like you, when you were released, did you go to the Vivre RCBN program on Elm Street in Phoenix?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so did you stay there the whole time?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you were still there when you were arrested. All right. Were you working at all?
I was about to go in for a job, but I had a couple of doctor appointments.
Okay. What kind of work do you do, sir?
I'm a gardener. I take care of yards.
Okay, so like landscaping or tree. Tree trimming and things, okay.
Cleaning horse stables.
Okay. Well, there's plenty of that kind of work around here. Okay. And it looks like you were going to task for drug testing with the color maroon, and you turned in two results on the 22nd, or two samples, I'm sorry, on the 22nd and the 31st, and they were both positive for methamphetamine. Sir, were you using meth?
Yes.
So have you used meth for a long time, or?
No, not for a long time, no.
Okay, and do you take other medications, sir?
Yeah, I take medications, yeah.
And so, were you taking those medications too, in addition to using the meth?
No.
Oh, you weren't taking your other medications?
I don't think so. Hold on. No, I wasn't taking meds, no.
So when you got released, did they give you meds to take with you when you got released?
No.
They didn't. Do you take them now, or are you taking meds now?
Yes, I'm taking them now, yes.
Okay, so while you're in prison, are you feeling okay now?
Yes, ma'am. I'm back to normal again, I think. I was a little off track, because my doctor wasn't there for me.
Okay.
I found a place where I could go sleep from the clinic where I was staying at. So they helped me. I stayed like a week or two there in Phoenix, but I still kind of I don't know my way around. I got lost.
Right.
I got lost.
Are you not from Phoenix? You're from somewhere else.
No.
Where are you from?
Nogales.
Oh, okay. All right. Gotcha. Okay, let's see here, what else was I going to ask you? I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions? Okay, Mr. Valenzuela Lopez, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else that you forgot to tell us earlier that the board should know?
No, ma'am.
Okay, sir.
I'm good.
Okay, very good. Okay, sir. Well, here's how what's going to happen. The board will go into discussion, and we just ask that you stay on the phone and just remain silent, and we'll be right back with you in just a minute. Okay, sir? Thank you. The board's now in discussion. Mr. Valenzuela Lopez, it sounds to me like he was released and somehow got off his meds, his regular meds, and used some methamphetamine for whatever reason, whether it was to try to self-medicate or not, it may have been, or may not. But he, it appears as someone who needs to be on his meds. He has a projected release date of November 6th, and I'm seeing him as someone who would best be served by just staying where he is and finishing his time, and that way he could get out and not have to worry about parole supervision. But I would listen to any thoughts from fellow board members. Okay, hearing nothing, I will make a motion that based on information in warrant number 2018W1596 and our conversation with Mr. Valenzuela Lopez, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Valenzuela Lopez was delinquent, violating the terms and conditions of supervision, and had Baxter was about to lapse into criminal ways of company, specifically by using methamphetamine while he was on community supervision.
Second.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Valenzuela Lopez, you heard the board's discussion, and the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, but we're showing you with the release date right now of November 6th of 2018. So that's about, what's that, 4 more months, sir. And when you get out, you will not have a parole officer. You won't be on community supervision anymore. So you'll be on your own and able to do whatever you want to do, sir. In the meantime, we hope that you'll stay on your meds there and get yourself, get your head straight. It sounds like you realized that you weren't thinking right when you used the methamphetamine.
Yes.
So we wish you the best, sir. We want you to be safe and healthy. So we appreciate you, participation in your hearing today, and if you'd give the phone back to the CO3, we'd appreciate it, sir. Thank you, and your hearing is over. Thank you.
Thank you, God bless.